23 hours.
Hospitalized after consuming suspected poisonous monkoyo in Luano. Lusaka City Council receives 12 applications to name unnamed roads. In African news, South Africa's Eastern Cape residents are losing hope after heavy downpours wreaked havoc. Other news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. 18 members of the family from Nikisi village in the Kabolowe area and Chief Kanyesha in Luano District, Central Province, have been admitted to Old Mukushi Rural Health Center after allegedly consuming poisonous monkoyo. Luano District Health Director Dr. Rabi Panja has confirmed the incident, stating that all 18 victims are receiving treatment at Old Mukushi Rural Health Center, with additional medical support being provided by Luano District Mini Hospital.
So all of them are presented with a diarrheal presentation. They are coming from one family, and we are handling them here at Old Mukushi. All of them have been admitted. We have children as young as 3 years old, and adults. The parents, the mothers, and male adults, all together, like I said, they are 18. And right now, what we've done is we are resuscitating them. Most of them, they had low blood pressures and frequenting the toilet as it were. So we have since instituted antibiotic treatment and also IV resuscitation, hoping that each one of them makes it. And so far, everyone is okay. Not very stable, fairly stable for all of them.
The woman who brewed the monkoyo says that they started having stomach pains, diarrhea, and vomiting after consuming the local drink. And James Piri, one of the affected family members, has said he is feeling better after receiving treatment.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Mairo, 19 years old. I am very close to my mom. I could die in Europe. I am very close to my mom. I am very close to my mom.
Meanwhile, the Nwano District Commissioner Kels Meleki has commended health personnel for their swift response in attending to the affected family members. Mr. Meleki also urged members of the public to exercise caution when consuming locally brewed beverages and to ensure they understand the contents and source of such drinks before consumption.
They took Munkoyo, which we suspect that maybe it wasn't a good thing for ingestion. So now it's good that they are all here at the health facility, which is Odimukushi, and it's good that our officers, the doctor and all the officers, they are working tirelessly together to see to it that we save the lives of this particular family.
Traders at Soweto Market in Lusaka have appealed to the relevant authorities to urgently repair leaking pipes at the market toilets, describing the situation as unhygienic. Speaking to Kombon Ready News, the traders say wastewater from the toilets is flowing into drainage channels near the trading areas, creating an unpleasant and a potentially hazardous environment. They have warned that the continued leakage could increase the risk of an outbreak of waterborne diseases if immediate action is not taken. The traders have since called on the authorities to address the problem as a matter of urgency before the situation deteriorates further.
So like kuno kweti gurisira kuno mudrainage umudrainage umankala ziman sometimes machuka kuja ku toilet kuja and then kuno tigurisira ko vakuja. So it's like kuja ku toilet kuri chipipe cha ministry bwino so kufunikwa chikonza ko chija chipipe. Ndiye challenge yeti mapezeka nayo.
Eh mudrainage mumanzi yacho ka mutoilet ya mabura mudrainage mamene umu. Eh so mutikire konzeru pa drainage manzi vikungo choka mutoilet vibwera umu drainage ya drainage niyo fuasa hii. So muike ponzeru pankani ya drainage.
The Lusaka City Council LCC has received 12 applications proposing names for unnamed roads across various parts of the city as part of efforts to improve addressing systems, service delivery and emergency response. According to LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba, the applications were submitted during the first quarter sittings of the Engineering and Infrastructure Development Committee by individuals, former councillors and organizations in line with the council's mandate to regulate street naming. Ms. Mwamba has told Kombon Ready News that the proposed road names cover several residential areas, including New Kasama, Ibex Hill, Ngombe, Matero, Garden, Chalala, Makeni, and Helen Kaunda in Mutendero Ward 34. Among the proposed names are Saini Road, Poshi Road, Hope and Faith, Dr. Ashton Bunda, Mwamba, Kalenga, Kalea Close, and Vera Chiluva Road.
The proposals cover roads in residential areas including New Kasama, Ibex Hill, Ngombe, Machero, Garden, Chalala, Makeni, and Helen Kaunda in Mchendero Ward 34. Proposed names include Saini Road, Poshi Road, Hope and Faith, Dr. Ashton Bunda, Mwamba Kalenga, Kaele Close and Vera Chiluba Road, among other names. All proposals will undergo technical verification and stakeholder consultation.